It's CNT, baby. Honestly, I haven't actually planned anything for us to talk about.
Yeah, because this is a bit weird, isn't it?
This is a bit weird having you on the show, not gonna lie. Cool. First of all, can I just say this top is... Nah, no one should fucking chat to me. What's my makeup saying? Is it good? Cool.
Yeah, it's nice blend though.
It. Do you like it? Elijah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah. This is the first time you ever give me a compliment.
No, I'm real. That's cap. That's a lie.
No, you never give me compliments. Every time I'm like, Elijah, this and that. Nah.
That's a lie.
There was one time, yeah, I called you, yeah. And I was like, Elijah, well, how's this dress? And imagine, I've put the fucking phone on the table. You know that was when you put it on the table to get the full view. So I'm now spinning and you were like, the dress is nice, yeah. I want to hear you about the dress. You're like, the dress is nice, yeah, but your belly looks bare big, you know.
Bro, you know what, yeah, it was a leather thing, innit? It was a leather thing.
Yeah, it was a leather thing.
Oh my God. Because the outfit itself was nice, but then I don't want you to disgrace yourself. So
have you got that thing that you can pull your belly inside? You know what I did?
What, corset?
Yeah, the corset. You didn't even say corset. You're like, that thing that pulls your belly inside.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, yeah. I fucking got a waist trainer from Amazon because you ruined my self-esteem.
But in my defense, I'll be honest.
No, but I didn't ask you about my belly. I asked you about my dress. You were like, oh, yeah, the dress is nice, but your belly looks big.
Yeah, but if I said, yeah, the dress looks nice, you would have just thought, yeah, it looks nice on me.
Then you should. That's the thing. I called you to help me about the dress. You're not going to say your belly looks
nice. I said the dress looks nice.
You never give me compliments, bro. I can't remember the last time you've given me a compliment. Yeah, you look nice. You say you'll put a compliment in so compliment. You'll be like, yeah, your hair's nice, but your head is big though. You do that all the time. There was one time I can't remember what dress this one. But I was like, Elijah, what do you think about this dress? You're like, yeah, but you need to do this.
That's it. That
yeah.
You know what? I'm not even gonna deny it because I probably did. But the thing is, yeah, that's why you lot, yeah, like, they tend to ask me the most because I feel like I give the most real answer.
No, because we ain't got any men in our life. You're the only one. Sometimes you need a man's opinion, and we don't have any boyfriend. We don't have anybody. So we're like, Elijah, what are you saying?
Yeah, I hear that. I do hear that.
So how are you, brother? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm alright still. What's been going on? I don't know. I feel like I'm at a midpoint in my life.
Oh, a midpoint,
but,
okay.
Not a midpoint, but like, I feel like I'm discovering myself a bit.
I love that.
Better, yeah. I'd say, like, in terms of what I want to do for the future, I feel like I have to look within, without sounding a bit corny.
Not the feng shui child.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to do a child counter. Keep saying child.
What's a child counter? Child.
Yeah, child.
No, it's Mimi. It's fucking, listen, ever since Mimi's come to the episode, every time I just saying she's rubbed off all over me. Big up Mimi, man. Yeah, I'm fucking man. Tired. But you're saying you're doing a bit of self-discovery.
Yeah, self-discovery, man. Not just within, like, for example, like, why I do certain things and why I respond certain ways. And, like, for example, what mum had done or what mum does to make me react to certain things in the future or blah, blah, blah. Like, just a weird...
Look at you looking all grown. Do you know what? It's weird because I was talking to Sister Alice on the phone today and she was like, you always talk about Elijah on your podcast. And I was like...
You know how many men have said that? I'm a side character. Like, do you know how many... Even the thing is, yeah, I was speaking to Diola about it and I was like... No, she was like... Even the way, like, there's a story for me in everything you say, it just...
There is a story for you.
Yeah,
I don't know, do you know what, yeah, it's mad because people will think that we were the best of friends growing up. We wasn't.
No.
Elijah was my nemesis, bruv.
I didn't like you.
I didn't like you either, what? Elijah, because obviously me and Elijah have like, maybe, is it a 6-year age gap? Is this 6 years? Anyways, you know my mathematics is not mathematics. So we're out here, innit?
Yeah.
And obviously, Elijah, when he was young, I was like maybe 15, 16, so I didn't really get him. But Elijah used to really irritate me. I think it was the fact that you really irritate me. That was the problem, because you used to do dumb shit.
I thought, yeah. You know what, yeah? I did, yeah? And there was a point where I felt like I was being punished by you for just being myself. So I was
because you're so fucking, because Elijah, you don't understand. The thing is, you do weird shit, yeah, then me as an older sister will get the rant of it. Like, please, you lot need to understand, yeah. Elijah, yeah, is the most mischievous, strangest boy you will ever come across in your whole fucking life. Like, I remember my earliest memory of Elijah was when he used to sit in the car seat and then I would have to watch him in the car seat and then he would decide to put Star M&M's, those sweets, he will now stick it up his nose. And he will be sitting there.
That's correct.
You know, you did. And you won't even know that there's anything in your nose until the colours will now start running from the bogey. So you will be blue. One will now be blue bogey. One will now be red bogey. And the mom's like, Joy San, you're supposed to be looking at it. I'm thinking, bruv, how can I control something that's not normal? How can I control? I need to, this is when I realised, you know what, yeah. I proper don't like you.
I think I've got about 5 stories for you as well.
Don't worry, cool. There was one, I can't remember what it was. Was it a prank day or something?
April Fool's Day.
Elijah said, who's going to be the biggest fool? It's me. I will never forget this. I was at school. I think I was at school, yeah. And you know them ones where like, obviously you don't like to use the school toilets, innit? Don't like to use the school toilets, yeah. So you now be running to go home. You're ready to go home. So for some reason, every time I go out now, like it doesn't matter where I am or if I went to the toilet 20 minutes ago, every time I want to go to the toilet, it's always before I open the door. So the toilet, the wee-wee would now be busting just as you enter the door.
So I was busting.
Yeah. Mm. So now I've run upstairs. Obviously, like my mom's house is a townhouse, so there's three floors. So I'm running to my toilet now, which is the third floor. I'm running, I've now pulled my skirt down, I'm now weeing. I'm sitting down, I'm thinking, oh, relax. I'm just thinking, why is my bum warm? You know what this idiot went to go and do? He went to go and put cling film. He said, let me be the biggest pranker. He put cling film on the toilet. He lifted the toilet seat, put cling film, and then closed the lid.
Charge it to the game, man. Charge it to the game. It's April Fool's. Me, I'm not. You know, I've done that again, yeah. But this time, I went ham like I was YouTubing stuff. So, who was at home? It was me, mum, and I think I don't remember. But I have one of the sisters, Sha. I got too many to pick from, but one of you, man, was there, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Bruv, so I've done the same sort of thing, yeah, but this time I've gone all out. So I've even oiled the floor in the kitchen.
Like, what's, like?
Yeah.
Like.
And then, but then I realised I deep. Mum's not light, so if she, if she slips, you know, that's like, that's ACL, that's everything. So then so common sense just slapped me. Common sense slapped me that day. I said, wow. But yeah. With you, I did the whole, when you leave the door ajar and then put the bucket on top. I done everything, man. But you know why, yeah? In that house, I was bored. Like, I think I do stupid things when I'm bored. Like, I was bored.
Very stupid things.
I've done a lot of stupid things.
Very stupid things. I remember one time I left a bottle of Coke on the side and I went to the, I think I just left it there, you know, at the top of the banister, and I went to my room, came back, Elijah had poured it out. Poured the Coke out and put shower water inside the Coke can. Like, who does that?
I can't even remember that.
Like, see, why would you remember when you're not normal? When you're not normal?
I'm trying to think about, you know, you've done a lot of stupid things in my day that's probably like,
how?
Affected my relationship with you. So for example, yeah. So bearing in mind, I'm just chilling, like being a harmless kid, like harmless kid. I probably had chocolatey and bread, just relaxing, watching TV. Just had her come. She says, "Oh, Elijah, let me show you something." She says, "Yeah, let me show you something." By the time I even reply, she's already gripped my arm, yeah, unconsensually. I should even press charges now. She's gripped my arm, yeah. She's got deodorant, and she sprayed it like from point blank range. You sprayed my arms until it started to open up. I've even got a mark here. You sprayed it so I've got to start to open up. I said, you know, when you start crying, I cried. But anytime I cried, yeah, you would then hold my mouth so that mum can hear. And then all the sweat is in the palm of your hand. You're a bully. And then all you had to say was, look, I'll buy you McDonald's. Cry, just stop, man. It just stopped. But
yeah, because Finn used to silence.
Silence.
Do you know what? I feel bad about that. Because I saw it. It was on the internet. Like, obviously, I swear to God, yeah, that thing where, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's like people were spraying deodorant on you and it will burn. Like, after you spray it, you hold it and then it will burn. And I thought, oh, this looks cool. So I went to go and do it to my little brother, yeah. And
Wait, you said they said it will burn. You said, oh, this looks cool. Let me try it on my 7-year-old sibling.
This is when the internet was just new, innit? The internet is internet.
I'm bearing in mind, yeah, it's not like, you know, when something happens and you spray it and you see me in pain, like, you still heard me in pain and you continued for at least
I didn't spray, I did the whole spray. That's a lie. Don't over-exaggerate.
The evidence is here.
Don't over-exaggerate. Basically, Landon's skin basically blistered. I kind of felt bad after. I did feel bad, but to be honest, I did.
No, I'm remembering too many times where I feel like you actually traumatized me. And it's all coming back to me. This cocktails, you know.
No, you make me sound like I'm bad vibes. To be honest, yeah, when I was younger, I was a very
villain. You're a villain. Absolute villain. But
do you love me now though?
Yeah, I feel like you're cool now still. You're manageable.
Manageable.
No, I'm joking. I feel like, especially like these past 2 years, I've gotten to know you a bit better. But I feel like that's because you know yourself a bit better. Do you get it? Like, Don't be mad.
I feel like I think because as you've gotten older, things have become a lot more like relatable to us. Like we can, and obviously you being in the content creation game as well, I feel like that really helped us bond in terms of like having things to talk about. Because the thing is with Elijah, he's one of those people who don't talk too much. Like he's very, very like everything is to himself. So even if he's thinking about things, he doesn't ever really say. He's not a very expressive person. So and me not knowing that, I'm just like, this one doesn't like to talk. Okay, cool, bye. Like yeah, kind of a thing without actually trying to kind of discover him for myself. Without further ado, I just want to introduce a very, very special person onto the show. Obviously you guys have been asking for him, so I had to bring him. He is a YouTuber, a TikToker, part of the amazing group NMW with 70k subscribers on YouTube and counting. It is Mr. Uncle Eli, aka my motherfucking brother.
Come on, man. We're in the building, man.
Bruh. What's going on? Talk to me.
I'm excited, man.
I'm happy you're here. I feel like we're on a bit of a schedule because obviously we came late as black people do.
We did.
You came late?
Yeah, but you came after me. That's why I said we.
Okay, I was very late here, but it is well. It is well. What's the fondest memory of your childhood?
Of my childhood?
Yeah.
Ooh. What, in terms of
school, anything memorable?
I feel like I have a lot of good memories from my childhood, but
like any school, crazy stories?
Crazy stories from school. Ooh. From my childhood or from school?
Give me the best one.
Okay, cool. From my childhood, the craziest story I can think of is that whole thing. I'm not even gonna say his name, with my cousin.
Elijah, yeah. Do you want to share that on the show?
Yeah, I can't lie. Wait, before we continue, I've got your little sign.
Me?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Blah. This is even the one leader team. We don't play ground. I got you some chocolate.
My favorite chocolate in the window.
Yeah, man.
Oh, lighter.
Merry Christmas. Here's to more success, more money. Good you.
I wasn't expecting this. Oh my god, kids! Oh, Elijah!
I know you're supposed to be on a diet, but how are you?
I'm fighting for my life, my nigga. Guys, if you don't know, Kinder Bueno is like my favorite.
I don't know which one to
chocolate.
Get, whether it's the regular one
it's
or the
white milk
one.
Always. Listen, yeah, that white chocolate is for the birds. The milk chocolate is the original. Okay, I'm gonna eat this when I have a hangover tomorrow because I'm gonna be drunk today.
Gonna get drunk.
Are you gonna share the story about you and my man?
I'm gonna break it down very slowly because I don't remember all of the details. But so I've got to check carefully because this is careful waters. But so obviously the older lot. So this is like cousin, family, friends.
Yeah.
And our family.
Yeah.
The parents must have gone out to a party or church. I'm not sure, but
as they just, do when they abandon us.
Yeah,
in
they just
the
abandoned
house.
Us.
Yeah.
So
look after your brother.
So we're in the house now, yeah. Joyce-Anne's age mates are downstairs in the living room. And then it's me, family friend,
and cousin.
Bearing in mind, I have to disclose I'm young at this age, like maybe seven, hopefully 6, maybe 5, but young. We're upstairs just messing about. Now, my family friend, I don't even know how we even got to that situation. But then, long story short, innit, yeah? It must have gone to the conversation, we'll be like, yo. He's like, yo, bro. I said, yo, bro. He's like, yo, wouldn't it be funny if we weed in my man's mouth? And I was like, yeah, that's, bro. Ah, you're a comedic genius, man. I said, yeah, that's cold. So he said, your cousin, yeah, close your eyes. Because he's the cousin is the youngest one at the time.
Yeah, he's the youngest one, yeah.
So he said, close your eyes. This guy closes his eyes open wide. Oh, God. I do it. I wee in his mouth, innit? But this is sounding crazy. Oh my word. So it's I do it, yeah. And then, obviously, the one who gave me the idea now goes downstairs and snitches to you, man.
Yeah, saying, and he's like, Elijah weeded. Okay, so basically, point of view now, we're now downstairs, we're in the living room now. Obviously, I fancy one of the boys there, innit? So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be cute or whatever, like we watch the TV or whatever, like I'm thinking, rah, like this is gonna be my boo. Obviously, my man runs out and he's like, Elijah weeding did it in his mouth. And I'm like, oh, what? We were like, what? So we call everyone down now. We call everyone down. Elijah, cousin, come down. Elijah's looking confused. Elijah's looking confused, like he doesn't know what's going on. Our cousin is like, one thing about my cousin, yeah, he's a very dumb boy. I'm sorry, that boy's too dumb. That boy's too dumb. Elijah, you wrong for that though. You fucking wrong. You know that is nasty.
Nah.
That is nasty.
You know, funny, I didn't even get beat that day once the parents found
that's
out.
That's what I'm
out.
Saying. Mom got so lenient with you, bruv. Like, who does that?
No. Because what do you even do when you hear your child is pissing another guy's mouth? Like, that sounds insane.
Guys, please. nobody should fucking come for Elijah because I will fuck everyone up. I swear to God. Like, that's what I mean. When Elijah was
young, I'm mature now, innit? So
Elijah was just not there. He just used to do some dumb shit.
I feel like this whole family is, I don't think this whole family is there at all.
I feel like we're there. I agree to say my family is generally nutcases.
You are second. I'll take first place, but you're second.
As a nutcase?
Absolutely.
I don't think I'm that crazy. To be honest, during school, I was a very rebel child. I used to do a lot of dumb shit. I'm not gonna lie. I used to do a lot of dumb shit growing when I was at school. Honestly, to be honest, I wish I could remember stories. I can't remember. A lot of people are like, Josh, remember when you pulled the fire alarm? And I was like, nah, B, I can't.
Josh, I remember you.
What?
You beat me because I didn't make stuff right. Mum had gone to church, yeah, and she left us ingredients for the elderly siblings to now cook stir fry. Bearing in mind, I can cook in it, so these were like, yeah, Elijah cook. I said, bro, I don't know how to make a stir fry. Bearing in mind, I'm like 12 at this point. I said, no, I don't know how to make stir fry. I've never made stir fry before. Just I said, all you have to do is put this and that. I said, if it's so easy, you do it then. She said, huh? The slap. Ah. That slap tasted like.
Yeah, because what? Did you get slapped?
You slapped me and then you sent me to my room, like mum. But then if I try to argue, because Joyce Ann could fight, so if I try to argue, she throw her hands out and get touched. So I was just like, let me just go to my room sweetly. I was like, but how can you? There's so many small stories like that. Just that.
It's giving toxicity. Well, quickly, we are gonna play. We're gonna move up because we ain't got all day here. Listen, the time is ticking, but we got win or bin. Obviously, I'm gonna give you some topics of conversation, mm-hmm. and you are gonna tell me whether it's a win or bin. Okay, win or bin, block parties.
Ooh, I'd say they're a win, mm-hmm. but like I'd say they're kind of for more my age, like. If I see any like elderlies, then go home.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't, bruv. I remember I saw PK Humble post something about older people should not go black parties.
Yeah.
Bruv, it's a fucking fact. Like, I feel true. Like people that are my age, 21 plus, forget the fucking block parties. Like, seriously, let's go get yourself a motherfucking 10 pound ticket.
Go to brunch.
go to brunch, get yourself a ticket in the club. Obviously, I remember, there was, I will never forget this party. There was a party in Frisbee Park here. I will never forget. I was 17 years old. There was a party in Frisbee Park, and Frisbee Park at this time had a skating ramp, but the skating ramp was just one big like hole, you know, when it goes down So I remember, like, obviously it was an illegal party, and obviously these group of Hackney boys came down, bought speakers in it. Bruv, everybody was around the ramp like this, just surrounding the ramp. And then when people wanted to dance, they would slide into the...
That sounds lit.
Do you know how fucking... This is when we had the least amount of money and the most amount of fun. Nobody gave a fuck. We was all broke. It was fucking lit. That block party was a fucking jumpy one. But at my big, big age, I could never enter.
Nah.
And how did you go to parties like that?
Yes. No.
I know you. Not, you.
I go work with uni motives.
Uni motives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of events going on. Am I uni? Nah.
Can you see a life?
Yeah, but if I'm honest, I normally go there to network. Still, I feel like I've met a lot of, because I'm trying to do this industry, whatever you want to call it. I'd say going to these motives and being a part of the motives have helped me meet a lot of people that kind of want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I say that's the main reason I go. Like, you get people from Leicester, Nottingham, Birmingham, like Midlands especially. I'd say that's where it's popping the most for the uni mates, especially for
Leicester, Birmingham. They're serious things I used to do, I remember when I used to do uni trips. Anyways, I think I spoke about this in the Victor episode. But honestly, I feel like your generation kind of ruined parties, you know.
In terms of what?
Well, the generation before you. Like, I remember I went to this house party in Leicester, and like, one guy got shanked up and he passed away. He died. He died. Like, before, we used to go to parties to have fucking fun. Then all the street politics started coming, and then niggas started moving reckless. So now it's the thing where people now come to party to fight. Like, do you know how sad that is? Do you know how sad that is?
Especially recently, in terms of getting shot, I don't think it's been that bad, but fights, yeah. There was one motive I went to called in Knots. I don't even say what it's called, but they had a large volume of people than they suspected. So they now split the venues into two different locations, but it's under the same party name.
Party, yeah.
So one location is the bigger one, one location is the smaller one. So I've gone to the bigger one now, yeah. It's all right, but then all of a sudden, I'm just seeing the DJ start fleeing. I said, what's
going on? DJ fleeing.
Yeah, the DJ wants to go and pack up his briefcase. He get the hell out of there. I'm now saying, yo, what's going on? They say party locked off. Someone was fighting one of the security guards. I said, are you man nuts? I said, okay, cool. Let's go walk over to the smaller venue. Bearing in mind, this smaller venue is like a box. Like, it's like a travel lodge.
Oh, no.
Sort of box. So we've gone there now, yeah. Cool. We've gone there. And then the motive ends, like, around normal time. But then we've gone outside. Some guy's just getting punched up by, like, four guys.
Who's the guy?
I don't know. He just getting seal hands flying everywhere. But apparently, I think he's the one who started the fight in the last motive. So, the last venue. So the guys that have come to the new venue have punched him up for the antics of the last one. Allegedly, Sha. I don't know the exact, or maybe he was the reason why both of them got locked up. But anyway, this guy got dealt with.
They really beat his ass like crazy.
But yeah, no, man, them stop this fighting business at motives.
I always think it's weird. It's like, do you know, you're in a motive. The girl them wearing titty them bounce, the breast them is bouncing.
And you're fighting.
And you're there looking for man. Like, what's going on?
I don't get it, man.
I don't understand.
It's like, you'll think these men are fighting because they hate each other. Maybe somebody push each other, which happens at a motive. And then
I've heard guys shanking each other for stepping on people's shoe. Common mistake. Someone stepped on your shoe, next thing you know, you're trying to chef man up. Like, it's crazy.
I don't know. Just stay at home, innit? You don't have to come.
Nah, word, like, always trying to prove a point, like, coming to ruin the fucking party for everybody. So we're saying block parties win, yeah?
Yeah.
I would say block parties win when I was outside.
Age restriction.
I feel like generally there's certain things that at my age, like, I just don't understand. Leave the young boys to have a good time. You're still trying to chase the young boys with their motives and antics, and you're giving uncle and big daddy, please, rest.
You're going to the shard. You're going.
Not the shard child. No, there's nothing wrong. I'm talking about there's certain things that older guys should not be doing. Like, but
yeah,
then
like
again, there's only certain. How do you feel? I got a question. Yeah, as a younger man, yeah. How do you feel about...
You're going to say man, didn't you say younger man?
As a younger man, how do you feel about women your age preferring these grown-ass uncles?
It depends. It depends how old, because there's a lot of people my year that are first year uni and then they're dating somebody 26, 27, 28. Like, there's someone that I even heard of where she's even saving up for a mortgage because her man is pretty much at the latter years of his life, like he's 29.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, it's...
When you're supposed to be buying PLT for 3% off.
I don't know what's going on, man. I feel like girls should think about it more. Like, there must be a reason as to why he's not going for people his own sort of age range.
Agreed.
He might be using the ignorance of younger girls to kind of get what he wants, sort of thing. So just be careful, innit? I don't agree with it at all, but...
Do you feel like, as a young man, like, you feel pressure into obviously living up to the expectations of those kind of guys because those are what women, that's what women want at the moment?
Those kind of guys, as in terms of age or
like
in terms
obviously of... like obviously when somebody that's 26 they should have a career, they definitely have a salary, things like that, they got money. Those are the women that women are chasing because they feel like they're financially stable. You as a young man, do you feel more pressure to be financially stable?
Oh, 100%, but I feel like I pressure myself to maybe an unhealthy level, but I do feel pressure in terms of to keep up with expectations, but not just the expectations that others have for me, but for what I have for myself, sort of thing. Like, I don't want to be in a position where I'm 24, 25, 26, still searching for what I want to do, sort of thing. Not as anything wrong with it, but the way I am, I kind of have so much high expectations. By like 23, I want to be financially stable and But I know the likelihood isn't... You get, but
you know, when I was young, I thought I was gonna be married by 23, child. I thought 23 was gonna be my rage. 23 was I don't even know. 23 came and went. Now I'm 25, but I feel like when you're younger, you have this timing on everything.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, oh, and especially when you're seeing it from an outside perspective, where you're like, oh, this person's got their shit together, that person's got their shit together.
I think that's a big problem that I had, that when I was speaking about in the beginning, in terms of knowing myself. I'll be doing so well, like, in terms of how I want to do, but I won't realise it because I'm watching on what other people are doing. Like, I'm seeing someone my age, oh, crazy, he's just hit this sort of numbers and that sort of number. Whereas I'm doing well, but because I'm looking at somebody that could, in someone else's eyes, could be doing better, I'm not happy with my own sort of thing. And I felt like that kind of, not sucked the joy out of things, but it kind of made me appreciate what I got less. So I felt like...
Listen, comparison is the thief of joy, my dear.
Facts.
It's a fucking thief. It's the fucking thief. I used to do that a lot.
I've stopped doing it completely.
Like. And a lot of time, like I said, social media a lot of time is an illusion anyway. So it's like, a lot of times the perception that people give off is not the reality of things. Cool. We're going to move on to the next thing. Win or bin? Interracial couple channels.
I say win, as long as it's not like the content is based on the fact that they're interracial. Do you get? As in, like, the fact that they're interracial in a couple shouldn't be their whole brand.
Yeah, do you get? Like, I agree.
As you guys are with each other, you like each other, but it shouldn't be a thing where that's your selling point, that... Do you get? Chill out,
you
man.
You know what I'm looking at here,
chill
Nigel.
Out.
So the reason why I'm looking at my brother.
Chill out.
Should I confess to them? Should I tell them? Surprisingly, my brother has a girlfriend. And she is a white woman. You know it was
100%. It was doing like that. I made the question. 100%.
It was.
Dude, that stinks. Absolutely reeks. Absolutely stinks.
You know what? Yeah, honestly, not gonna lie. She is such a nice girl. Like, I'm not even gonna hate on her. Such a nice girl. But I was having a conversation,
Go on.
With you haven't met the other producer that works here. Mm-hmm. But basically, he started dating this woman, and he says that every time he walks on the street, that he sees black women looking at, like when walking with a white woman, he sees how black women look at him. I just want to know from some of experience, is that something that you get?
Ah! Just how you've killed me today, man. Oh, kill me, gone.
Is that, kill me, do you gone. Get the looks?
If I'm honest, I'm not really noticing.
You're not noticing?
Personally, no.
It's all about, you're just not in that headspace.
To be fair, I'm oblivious to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. To a lot of things, so. Mm-hmm. I haven't really taken heed to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she does more than I do. But then,
oh, she notices.
Yeah. But charges to the game, innit?
Do you know what it is? My thing is this: I have no issues with interracial relationships. Mm. I don't like it when it becomes fetishized. It's a fetish thing, and I don't like it when people can't date their own race. I find that so fucking weird. Like, I remember I saw a TikTok, and there was this Asian brother. He was put in a hierarchy of the people that he would date. So he put white women, Latinas, white women, black women,
yeah,
dogs,
I saw that,
and then,
I saw that,
and then
I saw that, I saw
brown
that.
Women, he calls them. I think that's a weird thing, but if he's brown, he says it. Mm. And I thought, are you dumb? Mm. Like, your mother is an Asian woman. Your sister's an Asian woman. How can you say that you won't? I just find
you'd
it
rather
so.
Date dog than
you'd rather date a dog
than
date someone your own race. It's like, mad. It's giving self-hate. It's giving self-fucking hate. I hate that shit. But for me, I don't know. I find interracial relationships online. The ones I've won, the American ones, you know, they love that corny shit. I think that shit is corny,
yeah,
bruv.
And especially like when they do like certain things. So for example, if it's a black woman and a white guy, they'll make the white guy do something out of black culture to like,
yeah, did you see that video where the woman was like, she got married to a white guy and she was like seeing my bae was seeing my hair for the first time, real hair. So basically she, all her marriage and stuff, she was like doing wig, K-roll, so obviously she now showed him his white hair for, and the way he was picking at it like it was a new discovery of a country, like the hair was, he was doing, yeah. wow,
oh my god, wow,
and I was like, y'all need to go to hair.
That's what
out.
I'm saying, like stuff like that, if you're
proper, it's corny, but I appreciate people who actually have a genuine interest in trying to know people's culture. And I'm not against interracial people being together. Dr. Uma, don't kill me. Like, Dr. Uma's gonna come and fight me still because I said that.
I was supposed to come to Knots. He didn't even come anymore.
Did he not come? Why did he cancel?
I heard something about the ACS committee. Something about he wanted to be with a certain airline, but they had already booked him for a different one or something like that. So he was like, nah, I'm not coming because of it.
Well, that's the end of it.
Dr. Uma no comfort.
That Knots ACS has been. Dr. Uma kills me all the time. Dr. Uma, he won't be pleased with you.
He wouldn't, but I like him still. I can't lie, he speaks facts. He speaks facts.
It's a bit wayward. So we're saying interracial relationships for the win, yeah?
Win. No, that wasn't the
interracial couples channel.
Yeah, win if it wasn't.
Actually, I am so sorry.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay, let's move on. Win or bin? UK drip.
I feel like recently it's been a win.
It's been a win?
Recently it's been a win.
Why is that?
I felt like at one point, maybe 2019... prior, it was all just one sort of thing, like tracksuits, but especially like since we've come out of lockdown, I feel like a lot of people have found identity within the way they dress. Yeah, like I feel like they found identity within the way they dress, and like it's a lot more like you've got people that the cargo guys, everybody tracksuit guy, like it's a lot more different than just the tech fleece thing now.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's true. I feel like the US boys have definitely influenced the UK boys to up their game. Before it was tracksuit. Now I'm seeing some cool stuff. I'm seeing the boys dress really, really
facts,
nice.
Facts.
I love how the boys, I just love how guys dress. Mm. Like when they, especially like more the streetwear stuff. Obviously, I don't like the tracksuit and jogging bottom kind of style. But I like how suave it's looking these days. Yeah. I'm feeling the suave stuff. I don't even know. I was gonna say the boys dress better than the girls, but that's a fucking lie. The girls is always slaying it.
Yeah.
The girls are always.
I feel like TikTok has helped with that though. In terms of the guys' dress sense, because you see a lot of other people the way they dress and like the certain things they buy,
defo.
You get tips and stuff, and I feel like that has helped the way people approach.
You used to dress appalling.
100%. I remember in middle school I went to 1 year 7 disco. I wore a checkered shirt and jogging bottoms. Slap me now.
Laji used to wear jogging bottoms and plimsoll. Elijah's trick was tired, bro. You know the ones where your mum's been picking your clothes for like
mom,
14 years, bro.
Mum was doing a lot for me until I realised, look, like, what are you
she do? Was.
Mum was even cutting my hair once. She was even balding.
You know, my mum never used to let Elijah go to the fucking barbers yet. Cause my mom, you know, my mom is a Christian, but she's like one of those religious ones. Yeah, so she's like,
nobody can touch your hair.
Your destiny. So like, what, 15, 16?
Nah, I'll say like, year eight.
That's
I
was like 14.
I was getting my hair done by my mom.
14, 15. My mom got clippers. Yeah,
she didn't even used to shape it up, nothing. She just used to scrape everything.
One all over.
No shape. God damn it.
Do you know what? I remember the first. I actually, weirdly enough, remember the first time you got a trim.
I think I do as well.
Because I was the one that
took
Elijah for his first trim. And Elijah's forehead, everyone in our forehead has very low hairlines. It's very, I got told about my low hairlines recently. Everyone has a really low hairline. Someone's
looking at my hairline saying that shit ain't low.
And I was like, no, because no, your Elijah's hairline, if you actually starts quite close down. Mm. And I remember when the guy done it, from his natural hairline, it just looked like a box. Mm. It just looked so done. So I said, sir, you need to push that back a little bit. Mm. So now,
especially like these ones here, these corners. They used
that's
to
why
that.
You've got that black thing, you know.
I don't think it's that.
It is because I asked somebody. It is. It's because that's where your hair actually starts. That it is because your hairline is fucking low, bro. Your hairline starts here, bro. But you should be lucky because some people's hairline is starting here.
Yeah, I hear that.
Sorry to the men. Elijah, what are you going to do? Do you think you're ever going to have your hair's ever going to push back? I don't think so, you know.
I don't think in fact, where is?
In Jesus' name. You don't have a low hairline in Jesus' name.
Christy, amen. Hopefully it won't.
I hope for you too.
I said if my hairline starts receding, I'll just go bald.
No, you better go to Turkey. I'll pay for you, don't worry.
Turkey?
But no, I don't think Elijah's hairline is going to go anytime soon. But okay, we are going to move on. So we are saying win or bin to win to UK drip.
Yes,
win. I'm loving UK drip. Okay, so we are going to say next one, win or bin comedy shows.
I've never been to one personally, but I've seen like some of the Netflix ones. Like Mo Gilligan's one and who's that? No, who's the tall one that's slim, dark hair?
Tall one, slim, dark hair.
And he has a funny laugh.
Oh, is he white?
Yeah.
Alan Carter, no. Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy, I know who you're talking about. He's like, he loves like,
Yeah.
I saw him, he's very good, very good.
I say win, because it's like, especially, it's funny, isn't it? But I feel like, at that level, like, they kind of have to be funny.
He's fucking good.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's good.
I watched the most recent one on Netflix. I think it's like, Everyone's Offended or something. That one was really offensive. If you haven't got dark humor, you won't enjoy it, but that one was really enjoyable. So I say win for comedy shows.
I went to a comedy show. I took one of my friends out for their birthday, went to a comedy show. Mm. And I was like, fuck, like, Laughter is a medicine.
Yeah, facts, 100.
Laughter is a medicine. Like, honestly, it was so... I've always personally loved comedy, and I feel like generally in what I do, everything has to be quite comedic anyways. Stand up, all that stuff for me. I would love to do more comedy shows and watch comedy shows, but I don't really like the heckling. Like, I think it's quite rude.
Yeah, 100.
It's very rude.
What? Are you talking about people heckling to the... comedian,
to the comedian,
when
yeah.
the comedian gets back to them at them.
No, when people heckle them. Because I think that's very rude. It's like somebody 100. Has taken the time to create this content and then you're just shouting stage, like, suck your mum. It's CNT, baby. First of all, guys, before we start our new segment, we want to say a big thank you to Kirk's Cocktails on the Mix every time, guys. She is our official cocktail collaboration for Cocktails and Takeaways. Make sure you guys check her out. I'm going to put all her details at the description box below. But guys, as always, the cocktails is motherfucking cocking, my G. Listen, see, she even put flour. Look at the flour. Look at the decor. Look at the flour. Have you ever seen flour in your cocktail before?
Never.
This is flour. Nah, I love Kurt's, man. She's always on the Mix, guys. Make sure you check her out. And of course, she does amazing, amazing events. But without further ado, we are going to move on to our very, very important segment.
This is what I came here for, man.
Oh, so you got your thinking cap on, child.
Intelligence.
You got your thinking cap on, child. Okay, cool. We are going to be calling this the cultural questionnaire. I'm sure that's not what we call it, but it's the cultural motherfucking quiz. And we call this... We call this particular segment. The drink is catching our scent.
That's someone who was in the segment.
We call this segment in particular. Are you smart?
Yes, sir.
Uncle Eli, are you smart?
I like to think so.
Are you sure?
I think so, man. If I get less than a 5, I won't be happy.
Okay, so you've got 10 questions. You have one answer. You can't give me Becky, Susie, Robbie, Janita, Adam. You gotta give me one answer.
One.
Yeah?
I got you, man.
You're gonna do good.
Amen.
Listen. I'm not saying that, I'm asking you, are you gonna do good?
Oh, yeah, I will do good. Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Cool, let's get cracking. Whoopi Goldberg played which character in the movie Sister Act?
Sister Martin? Rask.
Oh!
Sister M. Sister Martin.
Incorrect. She was Dolores Hartia.
Dolores. Damn.
Question.
Meza.
Question number two.
What's a Sister Martin?
Question number two.
Meza up and I did.
Yeah. In the movie Hairspray, what was the name of the show that Tracy and Penny loved watching? That's the answer.
Class family.
Three.
Dang.
Two.
You are gonna be disappointed.
One.
Wait. When I hear it, I'm gonna be vexed.
The corny connoisseur.
Oh man, that is poor.
Name at least two British rappers from the school grand group Nasty Crew.
Nasty Crew.
Yeah.
Getz and. Jammer?
Is that your final answer?
No, he was. Yeah, Getz and. No. Getz and. Who's my man? Yeah, that guy. This is a howler.
Okay. So you've got one.
Getz and. There's another one. Yay! His name is gone from me.
Okay, we're gonna say incorrect. Incorrect. What did you say?
I said Getz Kano, but there's one I'm thinking of.
To be honest, I feel like I gave you too much time to even deliver because I was so drunk.
Because it's Kano, innit? Oh, man.
Okay, so the answer, you could have had any Oh.
You say three?
It's two, and then it says three here. Anyways, Diola is doing a lot. Anyways, we're gonna say correct.
Okay.
Because it says two here. So you could have had any two from the following. Gets, Double E, Kano, Demon, Fizz, Hitman Tiger, Jamma, Louis Y, Lil Nasty. Did you say Jamma?
Yeah. Don't irritate me, man. What's a big dog in this shit? What?
Okay, correct.
Come here talking.
Moving on. Yeah. Okay, we are going to move on to question number three. One of the most notorious serial killers, Howard Shipman, is estimated to have committed how many murders? A, 100. B, 190. C, 250.
Somebody's telling me B.
B, 190?
Yes, man. You're scaring me, man.
That is incorrect. The answer is C, 250 people.
Dang! Dang!
Question number five. In the Yoruba tribe, what are the names given to twin children?
Oh!
Bonus point for the name given to the mother of the twin children.
Oh, man, I should know this. That is irritating because I actually saw that. I know in Ghana it's like Kaka or something like that. I don't know, Shaq. Ooh! Oh, no.
Three!
Yeah, no.
Two, one. Incorrect, we've got no answer, and the answer is Taiwo and Kehinde, with the mother being called Yaibeji. Okay, so question number six. In the SpongeBob theme tune, what three adjectives is he described with?
Importance is he. Is that what he's talking about? I don't know. I watched that team when I was young, man. Importantly, sorry, is he. SpongeBob SquarePants. So that's the three. Importantly, sorry, is he.
Incorrect. We've got no answer. The answer is.
Oh, wait. Notoriously, Forrest is he.
The answer is absorbent, yellow, and porous.
Yeah, that's what I said, fam. Importantly, sorry, is he.
Incorrect.
Meza.
Who in Hollywood is currently known as the voice of God?
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Correct!
Yo.
Flo Rida's debut single, Low, Feet T-Pain, was featured in the soundtrack of which movie?
Oh, step up to you. Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man.
Correct! Place. These countries in order of the largest consumers of rice. Excuse me. Vietnam, India, China.
India first, China second, Vietnam third. So India the most, Vietnam the last. No!
Incorrect!
Oh no, because China's bigger than Meza! China!
The answer is China, India.
Oh,
Vietnam.
Man! Why Meza?
Final question. Finish the lyrics. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss, just do it.
Now I'm looking good. Suck that thing just like you should. Show that pussy just like you should. Suck it just like you should. That's right.
Correct.
That is amazing.
You did four. I believe it's four. Do you know what? Not gonna lie, yeah. My maths has been really shit. So I'm gonna let the editor decide and put it on the leaderboard right here. Elijah, you are not in the pits of hell with Moses, but you definitely ate up with
man
Boyd.
Said, nah, I've been stiff.
You tried. Hot topics of the week, baby. Okay. Why yeah? Some kind of name to me, oh why yeah? Why yeah? Come to the wind to me, oh why yeah? Why yeah? Come to the wind to me, oh why yeah? Ooh.
Oh, when we need she bye. Oh, I'm with you to me, she bye.
Oh, I'm with you to me, she bye. Wonderful. with me. And with that being said, let's get cracking to the new topics of the week. Of course, it has been a chaotic week, and we are going to start with our hot topics of the week. The first one we've got: the UK's biggest Euro lottery winners have been revealed as a couple from Gloucester who scoped £185 million
bucks
with a lucky dip ticket. Now, the two have decided to reveal themselves, Joe and Jess Thwaite, and they won a record-breaking $184 million, making them richer than Adele.
Two things.
Talk
one,
to me.
I want to just say, I'm sad and not black. I just got to put it out there. I'm sad and not black.
Facts.
I wanted them to be black.
So
one,
bad.
Young.
So bad.
Two, and free from like the trenches or something.
Yeah.
These men are from Gloucestershire. Like, these men probably had their mortgage and that paid for and that.
At least.
They probably like had retirement money ready. This is retirement from the retirement.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Because the day before something, they were like, oh, the couple is getting ready to announce they're getting ready to announce who won the day after.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my phone, I saw who, I just turned that thing off, man.
I said, £184 million. I can never cop it to mentalize those type of numbers. That's a lot of fucking numbers, bro.
Bro, people don't see that in five lifetimes.
In five lifetimes.
Just doing that for £1 ticket, £1.
I'm not gonna lie. If I won that money, I ain't saying the motherfucking goddamn
to
thing.
To anybody.
I'm not saying pimp.
Do you mind any? You know how much she's not saying anything?
Would you not tell me?
At all.
You just
wake up and see 2 M's in your account. I promise you.
But I would know you downside. I even think you know. No, but you wouldn't know from
me.
Lottery.
100%.
You would know it was me from you.
You wouldn't know it's from me.
But your bank account details will come.
No, at that sort of level, you don't have to let them know that you.
That's true. Oh, sorry.
Come on,
entrepreneur. Entrepreneur.
Yeah, I will. Just be. Everybody will wake up, see M's in their account. I say, oh God, this girl. I say, yeah, he is. I say, I don't know anything about it. I promise you, I will not tell a soul.
But can I talk? Hold on. Out of 184, you're only gonna go on 2 million.
Example, man. Example.
So how much would you split with me?
Huh? Split.
Now how much would you give me at 184?
So let's break this down. So I've got four sisters, I've got a mum, I've got friends. I bust the friends. I'll give my friends like my friendship group, my circle, maybe like cheeky, 2 mils, 1 mil. And I break it down, give my mum. If you break this down, I'll give mum like maybe 50.
50 mil?
Yeah, I'll give my 50 mil. So that I still got like what? 110, 120 mil left. And then you man can take 5-5 each. 5-5 each.
You're a dirty boy. You're a dirty dog.
So what, how much you want? Don't
5 mil.
Check your account now. Check your account now. You're telling me if I give you 5 M's, you're not gonna.
I will accept it, but I'm for you. You get my 50 mil, you wanna give me 5 mils?
Did you bomb me?
A 10 mil would have been solid. 10 mil.
Wait, you see how money changes people. So right now, I don't know how much, maybe 5-6 figures you're talking about. I'm giving you 000.
10 mil would have been a solid. 10 mil would have been a sensible number.
If I knew this before, I'm like, you're getting £10.
Honestly, I don't know why they confessed. I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't have said a fucking goddamn thing, bro.
They confessed because these men are, they're old. How old are they? Maybe like.
Yeah, 60. They look like they're in the 50, 60.
40, 50, 60. Yeah, these men don't give a toss. They probably don't really know anyone like that will do anything to them anyway.
A lot of people were saying how bad it was that apparently, like, obviously, you win this amount of money and then obviously we're currently in a financial crisis. I don't think it's their fucking fault.
It's not their fault at all.
You should have fucking played the lottery.
Yeah, I don't know, like, lottery, that the financial crisis doesn't change how the lottery works, I don't feel.
But I did see that recently the new, apparently we have never had so many billionaires. This is the highest amount of billionaires we've had in the UK.
But there's bare money in this.
I believe so as well. I believe there's, fam, me, yeah, you know me, I'm one of those people, I'm like, yeah, like, there's money in the thing. I know, obviously, we're going through a serious financial crisis. Like, I feel like this is the most, apparently, this is the most broke that England has been in like many, many years, in like 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But then in the same breath, We've got the highest amount of billionaires. I'm quite sad there's no black people on the billionaires list.
There's none.
Not a single one.
UK?
Yeah, I believe from what I read today, there's about 27 or so billionaires in the UK. All of them are our Isian, our Igbo, our white people. Mm. There's no black people on the billionaire list
as of yet. What are they becoming billionaires? Because is it like an inheritance thing or like have they got their own business?
Yeah, I feel like for some of them, it's like they've actually developed a business in IT or whatever, in like IT computing. So
that's
like,
what I'm saying. I feel like a lot of black people, especially from England, they're coming from the mud, bro. So
yeah,
it's different. But it's just going to take
a lot
time.
Of women are billionaires because they divorced rich men.
That's what I'm saying. They've a lot of people, especially in the UK, in terms of that list, they've probably had a head start, as in like their parents have come from rich, so they've now built upon
inherited it. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but a lot of men in England are coming from, black people in England especially, are coming from the mud. So
I think it would be really inspiring to see black people on the list.
100, 100, 100.
Or maybe honestly, all this is like paper trail stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure there's lots of billionaires, but they're like underground.
Yeah. 100, 100.
Because I know a lot of people like that. They're like, they obviously, because I believe how these like lists work is that obviously you have to send in your financial proofing and A, B, C, and D. But a lot of people don't want the fame. They don't want the notice.
Yeah,
but
that.
I think for me as a black woman, you as a black man, I would love to have someone on the list and show them.
Definitely.
But for congratulations to Joe and what is his name? So what's the first thing you would buy if you had a billion pounds?
I'll buy the house that we're currently at.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy that, renovate the heck out of it. And then after that, I'll just...
Do you know what I would do if I won the lottery? Yeah, this is exactly what I would do. First of all, I need to think.
Yeah.
That's what I need to think. That's the first thing. I will go and book a flight. I won't even carry a suitcase. I will just leave. I will just carry a flight to even Portugal somewhere. I just need to disappear.
Yeah,
I need to
be in the mountains.
I need to compartmentalize because I'm just thinking my life is about to fucking change. Everything is about to fucking change. Because the first thing people will do is I'm going to buy. Nah, I need to think. I need to compartmentalize. I need to process what the fuck is just happening right now. I need to deep it.
Because deep it. You know that's like setting not just you, your family, generation.
If you get the money right. Because I've heard bad stories of people who have made money, who have won like hundreds of millions of pounds, and within 10 years they're broke.
Yeah, but that's come on, man. We're not a stupid family. I think we'd be able to manage that.
But generally, it happens a lot. Like, I remember one girl was telling that story how she won 10 million when she was like 19. 10 years later, she ain't got no bread.
I think... wasn't there a story of someone that won the lottery? Maybe I'm not sure if they won the lottery, but they might have won something and then they bought like a bra worth 10 M's or something. Like, I swear to you.
Like who does that?
And the thing is just like a bra with diamonds.
Was it a guy?
No. It was a woman. But this was like a while back.
I'm disappointed.
Maybe,
I don't know if they won the lottery or not,
but it was a lot for a bra. I was like, dang.
I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed in our good sis. I really thought it was a guy. That sounds like sex always lets you man down.
Brev.
But honestly, congratulations to them.
Yeah, big up, man.
After being introduced by TV presenter Demet O'Leary at the ceremony, Mr. Twight confirmed he had already left his job as a communications sales manager.
Brev, he left that day.
You know that guy when he's disappearing? I will not even blink two ways. Fuck are ya?
You know, I wouldn't even hand him notice. I'm gone. I'm gone.
I know your level. Look at you, you broke ass. You're so broke.
See ya.
I will cuss every... My last day of work will be a fucking movie.
Our instant transmission. I'm gone out of there.
Manager Johnny that has been stressing you like... listen, there's something I want to tell you, Johnny, right? I want you to suck your mom so hard she's bone dry, bro.
I hit you? I've always hated you. You know that father that bought coming to work that day? I hate him too. Everybody done.
Listen, you Shirley in the back in administration.
You there.
Fuck you.
You there. You ask you for your car to buy coffee. You didn't even give me coffee.
Bobby in HR. Fuck you.
Fuck you twice.
Even you, just a simple administrator.
Fuck you.
Fuck everybody. I'm out of here.
Everybody just a fuck.
And on top of that, suck your mom.
Twice.
My last day will be explosive.
You know I'm sorry that you hear that when that girl, I think that was one video, yeah? a girl's quitting a job, she wants to go out and pull out a power and smack her bum, I would do anything stupid like that. You think you can chat to me? I'm 100 M's up.
Do you think you can chat to me?
I would buy this place and unemploy everybody.
Listen.
I would do. Are you mad? Hey.
Lock my whole thing up.
Everybody has to get the hell out. Everybody has to get the hell out. Ask you for coffee. Give me coffee, 2 sugar. Ask for one. You get the hell out of this place.
I'm done. All right, we're going to move on to the next hot topic of the week. Rihanna gives birth to a baby boy. Superstar Rihanna and rapper ASAP Rocky have reportedly welcomed their first child after the pregnancy single flaunted in a radical revamp of normally covered up maternity style. The singer gave birth to a baby boy on May the 13th. It's Los Angeles. Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
I love Rihanna, our good sister.
Yeah.
Pundit. I don't know do you know much about Rihanna?
Not a lot. Like, I don't fangirl over her, but like,
it's so weird because you're not part of that generation. Because Rihanna,
the man and myself think she's lame, but it's not like she's like a, you know, ins and out of her. Do you get? Like,
do you know what it is? I think there's a lot of guys who are my age that know, even though they're not fangirls, they know her very well.
Yeah.
Because when I was 10, Rihanna was my big sister. Mm. She was like 19 and she was doing Ponderipe. Do you know Ponderipe? I don't think he was around when that came out.
In the flood and wanting someone.
I remember when that first came. It's so weird seeing her have a child.
It's a star.
Are you ready for kids?
Am I ready for kids?
Mm-hmm.
No. What?
Why did you think about it?
No, because I had to deep what you were saying.
You're not ready for kids. I would deal with you, Elijah.
Is there something?
If there's a day that you ever came to me and you're like, Dress, I'm going to have a child, you know I'll be sick. You know I'll be sick. I will vomit hard. I want you to know that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to vomit.
Explicit question, and I don't really want to know, but have you ever had a pregnancy scare?
I always have pregnancy scares. Hey, Mr. DJ, some pondery. Hey, Mr. DJ, want you to turn the music up and the dance floor and the salon and hey, Mr. DJ. Yeah. Tell me, but girls always get pregnancy scares. Like, it's a thing. Girls very often get pregnancy scares.
How can you get a pregnancy scare if you're a virgin?
Trust. I'm for Jesus. Trust me, I'm a virgin. No, but yeah, do I get pregnancy scares now? No, I don't really. I don't get pregnancy scares now because obviously I've learned things. When I was younger, I remember the first time I got a pregnancy scare and I told my teacher.
They don't want to hear you.
I told my teacher, it was at school, and I was like, Miss, I think her name was Miss Robinson. I was like, Miss Robinson, yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. Because obviously, after I lost my junior, I took a morning after pill, and I didn't know how that worked. So I remember I went to Miss Robinson, I was thinking, bro, like, my period hasn't come. Obviously, because morning after pill usually delays your period for a couple of days. So I went to Miss Robinson, I was like, fam, like, not gonna lie. Yeah, she was like, oh, no, don't worry, I'm here to support. I don't know why I told that bitch, if I'm being completely 100%. But Ms. I told Robinson, her, but yeah, girls she always will. Get pregnancy scares. We get pregnancy scares all the time. And if it's not a scare, it's that we're actually pregnant. So, child, have you ever had a pregnancy scare?
Mr. DJ, run for the replay. You know why I'm laughing? Yeah, because it's obviously I'm a virgin, innit? But I'm a virgin. But there's a story in it of my friend. Let's call him James. This is the funniest story that James has. So. Let me give you the shortened version. So, James is a rugby player, but he was playing football, and there was a match going on. One of the players got injured, and he had to play the full 70 minutes. So after the match, James now goes to a girl's yard. I'm not gonna say who the girl was. Maybe she doesn't want the story to go out. But James now went to a girl's house, and then James was doing his action now. Bearing in mind, I said James is a rugby player. Like, he's a big guy. He's a rugby player. So now he's doing the action now. And then he gets to the point where he's about to hit that godsend. Before that point happens, quads cramp up. Hamstring cramp up. Bearing in mind, the person is on top of James. So James cramps up in both legs as it's about to happen. So he couldn't even move. James was in suffocating. He was suffocating. James is now there. God, there. James says, I'm about to score a goal. But he didn't say when. It comes now. James didn't say because he was in too much pain from the cramp. And then that happens. But that's not even the worst part. Once the goal has been scored, James is on the floor now, and then the girl is holding his legs up while the cramp is there to get out the cramp. So James on the floor like this, one leg up in the air. Like, bearing in mind, they're both indecent at the time. So James mess up, cramping both leg hamstring. James in soup, absolutely in soup.
Cramp, I don't even want to know who James is.
Cramp went on for about 10 minutes. Girls laughing. James saying, why are you laughing? Like, my legs in cramp. Cramp everything.
Your legs or James's legs?
James' legs. James' legs. James has seen something.
I don't think that's ever happened. I don't even care to have this discussion with you, Elijah.
It's not me. It's James. I'm a virgin.
I'm actually a virgin, bro, child. I am a Christian woman, please, child.
Yeah, no. James is a stupid.
You very, very stupid boy, stupid, and he should not even do that thing because I will slap him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a virgin. Like, I've already said it. Like, I'm just waiting. I don't even do them things.
All right, we're going to move on to the new hot topic, Love Island. So Love Island will wear secondhand clothes.
What?
For the first time in history of the show as ITV partners with eBay. For season 8, producers of the hit reality show have ditched fast fashion brands and have teamed up with the online marketplace in a bid to become eco-friendlier. So basically, there's this weird thing happening where people have been really strongly against fast fashion because they've realized fast fashion is like companies that have very, very fast turnover. They can sell clothes for very cheap because their materials are cheap.
Okay.
And then obviously, yeah, they can sell cheap clothes for cheap, low quality, but it's at the expense of people's wages. Mm. It's the actual manufacturers, people in India not being paid right and things like that. So someone in the chain has to suffer. So Love Island was the fast fashion brand person.
Mm.
To go to in terms of obviously because you know they're trying to make influencers, so now it's a thing where they've teamed up with eBay and they're getting the contestants to wear secondhand items. I don't understand that. I'm sorry to say I don't understand that. I feel like there's a way to there's so many brands that have sustainable clothing that you can buy off the bat. Obviously they're going to be more expensive, but how do you feel about thrifting?
I've never done it personally, but obviously, I understand what they're trying to do in terms of trying to limit the they're trying to not make human slavery in terms of the manufacture of the clothes a big thing. They're not trying to push that.
Yeah,
but I feel like there's other ways that might be a bit more decent to portray that.
Yeah, like, bruv. I mean, to be honest, I'm not against thrifting. No, I mean, not like I find the good things in my life, child. I'm not gonna lie. If I see something in our good British Heart Foundation, Salvation Army, I don't mind. I'm finna buy it. Obviously, go home, wash it. But I feel like, I don't know. Maybe I'm coming from a bit of an egotistical place. But I don't feel like if you're coming on Love Island, It fits the brand. It doesn't fit the brand.
So what are they trying to say? They're trying to say all the contestants are going to be wearing secondhand clothes, basically.
Yeah, off eBay.
So I don't understand. So you can have eBay as like a sponsor for, but why should the contestants then go and
have to suffer for it? Yeah. Because you never know. Some people don't like secondhand clothes.
Trust me. Secondhand boxer, secondhand pants.
No, if you're, no, cross. Safe. I'm all for thrifting. You get some good fucking stuff. Let me tell you something. You could find some good golden nuggets in a thrift store. Mm. But if anybody is wearing secondhand pants and boxer, listen, let me tell you something. Primark sell £1 pants, £1 thong. £1 thong. You see those Primark £1 thongs? They have done me justice for many, many motherfucking years, child. I ain't finna try to wear that. I ain't finna try to wear anybody's secondhand boxer, child. That is trash. In the trash can. That's rubbish. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know, man. Unless they're saying it and they're not actually doing it, which then fair play to them. But if they're going ahead and actually giving the contestants secondhand clothes that's smelling like
cigarettes, like
charity store.
You know the charity store odor, like you know about that smell. Like there's always smelling, a certain smell.
It's like a musk. Like
it's a bit musky. It's a bit musty in it. Musty, yeah. It's a very musty smell. It's a very musty smell. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I see what they're doing. Yeah, like, obviously, fast fashion brands. I can see the ethical side to it. Like it has made me think. I think what happened when a certain brand decided to do Boxer Day sales and they were selling their clothes for 10p, 15p,
a pound.
They really a pound. Do you know what it's meant? I thought no. I don't think they realized how they fucked up on that. They fucked up
how
on that.
How did they mess up? What? Because it kind of proved.
Because it was like, hold on, how can you afford to sell these clothes for £1? Which means you must be getting these clothes for your markup. You must be getting these clothes like 15p, 20p. Which means how it, obviously when you think about it, from industrial to retail, who is profiting off
this?
Yeah,
it's true.
If the clothes cost 15p, how much are you paying the workers? Because someone has to be in profit. So you might be paying the workers in India 2p a day, gotcha.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You're paying 2p a day to the workers and then you're profiting £15. Do you know what I mean? That's fucked. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm still feeling bad. I'm still feeling respect to respect. I want to change. I want to be more. I'm glad this is happening because it's definitely made me a lot more conscious. Mm. I have been shopping in more higher end stores. Obviously, the budget has changed. The budget has changed in it. But I mean, I think, to be honest, when I think about it, I think eBay is important because. Obviously, the reason why a lot of people go with fast fashion is because it's cheaper.
Yeah, facts.
So how do you find a place where you can find sustainable clothing, but it's not too expensive? Secondhand clothes. Yeah. I think it makes sense. It does make sense because not many people can afford the higher end Zara. I don't even know if Zara counts as fast fashion. Zara, ASOS, that have more sustainable clothing.
You said higher end and then you said Zara. I thought you were maybe going to say like designer.
Designer, no. I mean slightly higher end high street.
Okay, yeah.
Because
it's not
fast fashion. Mm. But a lot of people can't afford those clothes on a day-to-day, so how do you fit in?
It's true.
I get it, eBay, secondhand. But listen, let me tell you something, guys. Don't be too bougie for secondhand.
Pretty much, secondhand, there's nothing wrong with secondhand.
I agree.
You don't need to tell people that it's secondhand also. Like, it's not.
Do you
like,
need to shout?
Yeah, be my team.
You don't need to shout. Yeah. Buy the blouse, wear it. Where's
Chop
the blouse from? Look at the tag. The tag might say mango. It might say monsoon. It might say
fruit loom,
whatever the fuck it is. Tell them it's there. You didn't need to say that you got it from this place, that place. And if you have the confidence to say it, child. I'm finna tell someone that I thrifted certain, child.
Yeah.
If I say this, child, one time.
More time, it's not like they won't put it out if it's not somewhat a good quality to get. So
yeah.
I feel like people shouldn't be ashamed. And if you're going to do it, why not? Like people find absolute blinders in there. Like,
I agree.
Is TK Maxx
fast fashion? No.
Okay.
TK Maxx, that's always cool thing. Anyways, we're gonna move on. We have our Silly Billy of the Week. So you guys don't know. If you don't know what Silly Billy of the Week, obviously we are giving an award to a very stupid person that did some
stupid
shit. If you don't know, my mom, every time you do something, she will say, "You're a Silly Billy. You're a fucking silly." Well, she won't say fucking. My mom does not ever swear.
My mom
does not ever swear, but you are a Silly Billy. So we are giving Silly Billy of the Week to TikTok star who gets vibrator stuck in her rear view. So British TikToker I don't even know what her name is, says things got out of hand when she was using a 3-inch toy. And when she couldn't get it out, she sought for medical help. She says she couldn't go to the hospital the night it happened, so she tried sleeping with the vibrator inside. But the toy continued to buzz throughout the night. Doctors managed to remove it with a surgical procedure, and when she woke up, the vibrator was next to her in a plastic bag with some battery left. Who's putting vibrator in their bum, please?
I don't. Oh.
I ain't never fucking do that in their bum. I don't know. That's a man. How did you get there? I've heard about stories like, people
get a lot of mad things stuck up their bum. You know?
I don't think the rectum is that big though. I believe the rectum is about this big, and the rest of it is eternal. Mm. So once you miss those that 4 inches, that's the end
of it.
That's the end of
it. I don't know how she's managed. Is it the bum hole or the
No, the bum hole.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know how you've managed to do that.
Girl, you thirsty.
A 3 inches.
That's what I'm saying. 3 inches is not that big. It's not that big, but the rectum is not that of a big. It's not like it goes long.
She must have just like lost it.
I would be so scared to get something stuck in my bum, you know.
Yeah.
Let alone the vibrate. Not since then she tries to sleep it off, hoping that maybe tomorrow she'll poo it out.
If she farts one day,
it will just come out. And we've actually got another award. We are giving Silly Billy of the Week. Honestly. 21-year-old NHS worker. I said NSS. 21-year-old NHS worker jailed for 3 years after taking 9 grams of cocaine into a music festival. So NHS worker has been jailed after she took cocaine into a music festival on her weekend off. Courtney Haley was found with a cocaine where she was at Creamfields Music Festival for. She travelled over 200 miles from Wales. 21-year-old was found with 8.9 grams of cocaine at the festival when her tent was searched.
I'm a bit in two minds about this. I don't know how much 8.9 grams of it
of
is.
Of cocaine. Yeah. I've never taken cocaine in my whole life.
I don't know how much it is, yeah. So I'm in two minds with it. I'm saying 3 years for that amount. I'm not sure. From the looks of it.
Technically 1.5, but it's still for a lot.
I don't think it's enough to be deemed as intent to sell. So
did she get intent to sell?
I'm not sure. But 3 years for just possession
is a lot, yeah.
Is a lot for me. I'd say it's even worse. It's even worse because she is an NHS worker.
She's a woman. She being a nurse, she's probably a first-time offender.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like...
First-time offender.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm in two minds about it. Like,
I definitely feel like this was an example of, obviously... Producer put this as Silly Billy of the Week because, again, I always have to reiterate something. This is the law.
Mm.
If you want to break the law, there's always a risk.
Mm.
Listen, I don't want to talk too much in it, but if you do something,
there's going to be consequences.
And you get caught, there's consequences. That's why we take a risk. That's brav. Like, people should not be surprised.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's illegal to have to be in possession of cocaine. Had possession of cocaine. She got grabbed.
Yeah, it's true.
A, B, C, and D. Have people gotten less for more?
Yeah, 100.
Yes. But again, we have to look at
the basics of it.
Not the basics, but then the injustice as a whole in terms of some people's parents, they're wealthy, they can afford better lawyers. Yeah, sis might have had that shitty criminal lawyer that they give to the brick people.
Bruv.
And man wanted to wrap up, so he just like, okay, just say that
your lawyer came
your
in.
Your lawyer was shit, bruv.
He's wearing boot cuts to try and go to jail. Not even fitted
your
trousers.
Your lawyer's wearing boot cuts.
Boot cuts. Ankles warm.
Ankles warm, bro. Tuxedo, you're going to jail,
not even
bro.
Fitted. He's not even wearing
a crease shirt,
you're
bro.
You're going to jail straight away.
You're going to jail straight.
Your lawyer, not even wearing a black.
He didn't shake your hand. He spotted you. You're going to jail, fam.
You even come late. You just go home. Let's go home and take that sentence.
Guilty.
I don't want to pay this guy. It's me. It's me.
My shuffling on
boot cuts.
Listen,
I know, like when you've worn, like you know the smart shoes when you've worn it, and then like the sole start
they're
warming.
Wearing out. The sole's wearing out.
It's
even
worn
the boot
out.
Cut is worn out, boy.
The toe starts losing its color because of the time you kick curbs and that. Yeah, get out. I'm saying I'm guilty. Your lawyer tells like that you're in like that. You're in soup. Absolutely soup. Hair is even like he's got a comb over. The comb over is looking like a high top. You better just get a haircut up there.
I did it.
It's me.
I'm the one. I'm the criminal. Thank you. I did it. It's me. Thank you. Nah, but Big Bad Sister, there's so many other factors. I don't feel like she should have got that time.
At all.
I don't think she should have got that time, but it shows, obviously, I don't know her background, but again, I've seen people get furloughed. I feel like when it comes to this system, it comes from who can play the game. That's Big it. Team, yeah. I don't feel like it's who can play the game in terms of who knows the system enough to be able to manipulate it and to get a win. Mm. It's not about, like, it's not as A and B as people have thought. Sorry, she got the bad end of the stick. Mm. She got a shit lawyer. She probably, I don't even know her, but that's, boy, it's sad, man.
It's sad on her because it might have just been like a one-time thing, like a little slip-up, and it's like 3 years for that is a long time.
It's a long fucking time, brother.
So, good luck to Hersha.
It's a long fucking time, brother.
Good luck to Hersha.
I'm sorry, like, obviously that's 1.5 years. That's a lot, man. And then obviously they're going to take her pin. She can't be a nurse anymore. Like, that's so fucking sad. That's what I'm saying. That's all bullshit. All this NHS. Oh, we're supporting our nurses. We're supporting our nurses. Please, man. That's the thing. That's the thing about this system. They will use you when they need you, and they will dump you when they don't. Now that COVID is finished, do you think when COVID was at the peak, and they were desperate?
That would have been like, oh, is that really nurses? I can't even see it.
Is it 8 or is it 1? I can't see. I'm legally blind.
Is it flour? You're a baker. No problem.
Come. No, we need you in the wards, boy. People are dying. Now COVID is over. They've officially, they don't care.
But have you heard about this new monkeypox?
I have heard about the monkeypox, and that is also part of hot topics of this week. No. Obviously, monkeypox. Let me have a look. Monkeypox cases in the UK have doubled, with 11 more announced today.
Yeah, I heard that.
It brings the total number reported in the country to 20, yeah. Although many cases are undetected. I was like, what the fuck is monkeypox?
It's like,
I had to Google it. Apparently, it's something that is in Western Africa. Mm.
I don't like the name.
I don't like that. It seems they always fucking do that. They always like, oh, they always want to say, oh yeah, that disease is from there.
We can monkeypox.
We can never.
It's from Africa. So Africa. You might as well say niggerpox. That's basically
word.
Negropox.
Negropox for real.
That's basically what they say.
It's very. It's a very offensive name.
It stems from Africa. You know, Africa. They're monkeys. So. monkeypox.
Apparently, because it comes from wild animals, so like rodents. The thing is, it doesn't even come from monkeys. Apparently, it comes from wild animals, but you can get it from like rodents, different animals like that, child. Mm. Anyways, there's a new. Make sure, guys, everybody, make sure you be washing your hands, man.
And I heard that.
Have you had chickenpox, bro?
Never.
Have you never had chickenpox?
I don't think so. No.
I don't think you have either.
To this day, I don't know what on earth is that is.
And you know what? That's quite concerning, because usually adults that have chickenpox, they usually get really sick. When I had chickenpox, I got chickenpox when I was in school. And the thing is, mum didn't waste no time. Mm. Me and Diola, she was like, hug your sister. She got my hand and started rubbing my hand all over Diola's body. So then Diola now got chickenpox. Because she wanted us to have chickenpox at the same time. Because she said, I can't deal with this shit at two different occasions. Mm. So I'm finna have it at the same time. So she now rubbed like Diola's body all over my hand, that all over my body. So then a couple days later, Diola got chickenpox. So mum used to put like vinegar. She would put vinegar on our chickenpox. And it would burn, but it would stop the scarring. It was so fucked. I had chickenpox, child.
I don't think you have. Nah, man.
Child, you need to get some chickenpox.
I didn't even know that was still a thing. I'll be so real.
Yeah, chickenpox, it's because it's for children. Adults don't. You're supposed to have it as a child so you can build the immunity to not have it as an adult.
Yeah, but no, I have it. I'm built different, man. Don't worry. I'm a different breed. I won't get that chickenpox.
To be honest, I hope you don't get chickenpox. Apparently, chickenpox as an adult is bad.
What does it do to you, like?
It gives you all these lumps. It really fights with your immune system.
Yeah, I know the lumps and that.
I don't know, because obviously I had it as a child, didn't it?
Fez, I'm built. My immune system is different. I said that and then I got COVID twice, but good chat.
And guess who? I got COVID, and guess who gave me COVID?
I'm the criminal mastermind. You keep saying this, but
it was you.
If you let's break this down. You should be thanking me. You should be thanking me because I gave you COVID. Have you had COVID since then? There you go. I gave you at a time where everybody was at home, Christmas time, we all built up immunity together. You should be thanking me. You didn't even get COVID when you were meant to go holidays with your girls. You didn't get COVID when you were meant to be.
And actually gave me COVID during Christmas. He's the worst. I was so angry. It was him.
Yeah, but you ate that Christmas turkey.
And it was a good child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anyways, with that being said, we are going to close from there. Guys,
it's been
an hour and a half. Hour 40 minutes. Thank you so much for coming. Guys, it is my motherfucking brother, Uncle Eli, in his house. Where do we find you?
Insta, Uncle Eli, TikTok, Uncle Eli, YouTube, NMW. I may come out on channel soon, but that's loading. I'm just going to try and be about as much as possible. The E in uncle is a 3, so...
Elijah, I love you so much. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you. And thank you guys for tuning in for another week of Cocktails and Takeaways. And we'll be back with another bad boy or a bad girl in his house.